Piedmont, North Carolina's gold mining history is well known. Not so well known is that mines west of Charlotte once produced most of the world's supply of another important element, lithium. Those mines in Gaston County shut down nearly 3 decades ago, but a company called Piedmont Lithium wants to open a new surface mine next year to supply lithium for batteries to power electric vehicles. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Lithium deposits run in a mile-wide band through Gaston County, from the Lincoln County line south to Kings Mountain on the South Carolina border. For the past year and a half, Piedmont Lithium's crews have been drilling test holes in farm fields and wooded areas in northern Gaston County. Lamont Leatherman is the company's chief geologist.
The reason we're drilling these holes is we're defining a lithium resource. We're building a three-dimensional model in the subsurface of these lithium pegmatites and also defining its grade, where it is, how big it is, and the grade of the material.
Pegmatites are rocks that contain lithium. Leatherman and other geologists know there's lithium here because Gaston County's mines were the primary source of the element until mining companies found cheaper sources in Australia and South America. As we hike through the woods, we arrive in a water-filled trench where miners once dug up lithium.
So this was mined in the late 40s. There's not a lot of records on exactly how much they produced out of here, but we've drilled this down deep and the body extends at depth, so this would...
Over the past couple of years, Piedmont Lithium has leased, bought, or signed agreements to buy about 2,100 acres in the northern part of the county. The company is currently seeking federal and state permits for several open-pit mines, which eventually could run 500 feet deep. If it all works out, Piedmont Lithium expects to begin mining as soon as the end of next year, says CEO Keith Phillips.
We hope to finance the project at the, around the end of this year and begin construction early next year. The construction will take 6 to 9 months.
Workers will blast ore out of the ground and haul it away by truck for processing by other companies. Eventually, Phillips says Piedmont Lithium wants to build its own processing plant in Gaston County. He says the closer it is to the mine, the lower Piedmont's transportation costs and the greater the opportunity for profit. Lithium has been used as a medicine to treat depression and bipolar disorder. It's also a good lubricant, and it's added to specialized glass and ceramics to make them stronger. But the big demand these days is for use in lightweight batteries, especially for electric cars. And that trend is still in the early stages, says economist Michael Walden of North Carolina State University.
There's a lot of anticipation, a lot of forecasts that suggest that electric vehicles are going to take over, if I can use that term, are going to push out gasoline-powered vehicles. There's some estimates that suggest that as soon as 20 years, half of us will be driving electric-powered vehicles.
That exploding market is exactly why Piedmont Lithium has spent more than $15 million so far. And there's another impetus. Most of the world's lithium comes from Australia and South America and is processed in China. The U.S. produces just a tiny amount from one mine in Nevada. As the electric vehicle business takes off, tapping U.S. deposits will reduce the reliance on foreign sources, says Phillips.
We think the fact that we're going to be an American supplier will be beneficial. Over time, this battery supply chain, which is currently principally in China, Korea, and Japan, it will to some extent migrate to the U.S.
Phillips says the company eventually hopes to sell to customers in the Southeast, such as battery makers and electric vehicle plants in Georgia and Alabama. Piedmont's testing confirms that there's a good supply of lithium ore in the area. Dozens of property owners have signed agreements to give up their land if the operation goes forward. But Dustin Helms has concerns. He lives about 2 miles from the mine site across the line in Lincoln County.
Our concerns were immediately about, the property value, about them blasting and anything to do with the operation.
Piedmont cannot operate the mine without getting the area of farms and homes rezoned for industrial use. The company plans to apply for the rezoning later this year. Local officials welcome the idea of a new industrial business, which initially would create 150 jobs. The Gaston County Commission has the final say. Bob Hovis is a commissioner from Bessemer City near the mine site.
We're excited to hear what it has to offer, and also we're wanting to make sure that we have a quality development so that the impact on the citizens of Gaston County is only positive, not negative.
State and federal officials would be looking at Piedmont's plans for disposing of earth and rock to make sure it doesn't affect groundwater quality. And there's still the question of what happens in a couple of decades when the mining is done. A now closed lithium mine nearby remains an open pit surrounded by fences. But geologist Lamont Leatherman says the law no longer allows that.
The state requires a reclamation bond, and so the site will be reclamated, reclaimed, and you know exactly what that looks like. There's a couple different options, and we're thinking about that.
But he says they still don't know how big the deposit is and what they'll have to reclaim. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Gaston County.